This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
A Friday morning, alhamdulillah, the blessed day of Jummah, once again, the day wherein we are all encouraged to send abundant durood upon Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are privileged to be joined Yahya Ibrahim from Australia via Skype this morning. Once again, we greet Sheikh Yahya with the greetings of peace once again. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you, Sheikh Yahya Ibrahim, and jazakallah for joining us on Morning Rush and inspiring our viewers this morning.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakumullah khair once again for having me and hosting me on your wonderful channel.
Before we go on to our topic for this morning, Sheikh Yahya, which is the month of Muharram, today being the first Friday of the blessed year 1440 also, we make dua Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you a Hajj Maqbool and Hajj Mabrur. Give us some insight of how Hajj 1439 was for yourself.
Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ba'd. Of the great ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the Hujjaj, this blessed year was their ability to travel with all the different modes of transportation from their homelands to answer the call of Ibrahim alayhi salam wa adhin fil nasi bil hajj. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it a recurring theme in my life and your life and the life of the believers that we have an opportunity to serve others who seek the Hajj and the pilgrimage to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was a wonderful, wonderful experience, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it a Hajj that is mabrur and a sa'i and a tawaf that is mashkur and thanked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thankful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the ni'mah of carrying us there. Allahumma ameen, and may Allah accept your Hajj, my dear brother, as well.
Inshallah. Sheikh Yahya, 1440, the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the platform is yours to advise our viewers this morning about the year 1440, a new beginning for a mu'min, for a believer, the Islamic calendar year.
Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim wa ba'd. Inshallah, what I seek is to provide an insight into the blessing of the month of Muharram. And the month of Muharram is one of the sacred months of Allah Azza wa Jal. So I'm going to speak about 10 virtues, 10 important things that we should take advantage of in this blessed month. The first of them is to know that it is a sacred month. It is a month that is haram. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah At-Tawbah, إِنَّ عِدَّةَ الشُّهُورِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ 12 شَهْرًا فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ يَوْمَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ مِنْهَا أَرْبَعَةٌ حُرُمٌ. That Allah is the one who has consecrated 4 particular months in the blessed year that we have been given to live, that Allah has made sacred months, where in those months, to disobey Allah, to sin against Allah, is something more reprehensible than others. To be in conflict with others is of greater sin than other months. To be in a state of dissolution and separation from your family, from your community, from your people, is a greater sin than other months. And the mushrikeen, they used to play around with this. And Nasi, they used to shift the month from one month to another. And they used to decide it as to when they wanted to wage war, when they wanted to wage hostility, when they wanted to marry and divorce and these kind of things. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came with a decisive statement that the months are accounted for by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are 12 in the year and they are lunar in the calculation of Allah. From the moment he created the heavens and the earth, it was destined. 4 of them are sacred. And the Prophet ﷺ said, of the 12 months, 4 are sacred. 3 of them are consecutive to each other, which are Dhul-Qi'dah, Dhul-Hijjah, and the blessed month we're in now, Muharram. And then finally, a little bit separate from it, the month of Rajab, Rajab Mudar, which is comes between the month of Jumada and Sha'ban, that precedes the month of Ramadan. And that hadith is narrated and collected by Imam al-Bukhari. So those are the 4 sacred months. Our duty to Allah should increase and our service of Allah should be elevated. The second virtue of this blessed month is that this is the day of the Savior of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the people of Musa alayhi salam. from the azab and the punishment and the ill intent and oppression of Fir'aun. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَى, we inspired into Musa alayhi salam, أَنِضْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْبَحْرِ, you know, strike the ocean, strike the sea, strike the water. فَانْفَلَقَ فَكَانَ كُلُّ فِرْقٍ قَدْ طَوْضِ الْعَظِيمِ, it's separated into two massive towering mountains of water. And Allah, in many places, وَنَجَيْنَا, we, you know, we saved the people of of Musa. وَأَغْرَقْنَا فِرْعَوْنَ وَمَنْ مَعَهُ, I destroyed Pharaoh and his people. So this has always been in this blessed month, the day of the 10th of the month of Muharram is a significant day in the calendar of the believers. It's a day of Allah's divine intervention to save those who are oppressed, and it gives us hope for our ummah and for our people. You can read more about it in Surah Al-Qasas, in Surah Al-Shu'ara, you can read about it in Surah Al-Naml, in Surah Al-A'raf, in Surah Taha, different selections in the Quran that all speak about this momentous day. Number three, which is something that not many people may have heard, but it's quoted by Imam Ibn Kathir in his tafsir. Al-Imam Ahmad rahmatullahi alayhi collects in his Musnad that the day of Ashura is also the day of Allah saving Nuh alayhi salam. And this is the day that the ship of Nuh came to rest on Al-Judi, the mountain of Judi. And this is collected by Imam Ahmad and Imam Ibn Kathir. Number four, and just due to the brevity of time, I will quote them and I don't have enough time to explain each of them. Number four is that the Prophet ﷺ would fast on this particular day of Ashura even before prophethood. Allahu Akbar. So the Prophet ﷺ's fitra, his inclination to purge himself of indulgences, to purge himself of extras, of unwanted things in his life, that he would fast to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even before the risala had been given to him. Al-Imam Al-Qurtubi rahmatullahi alayh, he quotes, the people of Quraysh, they used to fast on certain days and certain places, and this was from the laws of Ibrahim alayhi salam that they had still remembered. And the Prophet ﷺ was a person who had a Hanafiyyah. He was a person who was a Deen Hanifa. He was a person who followed a monotheism that was self-inclined, even though it wasn't revealed to him yet by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they state that the Prophet ﷺ would also fast on this day before his prophethood, in accordance to the traditions of Ibrahim and Ismail and those who came after them. Number five, that fasting on this day used to be a fard. It was a wajib upon the ummah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Aisha reports this, as is collected by Imam al-Bukhari, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam had ordered the believers to fast yawm Ashura. And when the fasting of the month of Ramadan was prescribed after the hijrah of the Prophet ﷺ, it then became an optional day of fasting, the day of Ashura. So I want you to consider the enormity of that day in the life of the believers for many, many years until the month of Hajj was established, as the month of Ramadan being the month of fasting. So it gives you the importance of fasting the day of Ashura. Number six, the Prophet ﷺ recommended for the believers to fast on this day of Ashura and fast a day before it or a day after it, to be different to the people of the book and the people of the scripture, our cousins in faith, the Jews, who used to fast the day of Ashura in commemorating the savior of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of Bani Israel. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives a distinction to our ummah that we don't follow the people before us just in what they do, but we always seek to come closer to Allah. So either you fast the day before it or the day after it. So you fast the 10th and the 9th, or the 10th and the day after, which is a tradition for us, in particular if it falls on a Friday or a Saturday. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he noticed that the Jews in Medina were fasting on that day, and he said, why? They said, it is the day of righteousness. So we confirmed what he had been doing throughout his life beforehand. And he said, I want you to know that we're more worthy of Isa alayhi salam. So he ordered that they fast on that day, and to fast, and commanded the believers to begin their fast. Number seven, it is best to fast. It is the best of Siyam after the month of Ramadan. So even the 6 days of Shawwal that we normally do, all these other things, they don't compare. Even fasting of the day of Arafah does not compare to the fasting of the day of Ashura. And this is something that some of us, we don't reflect upon. So keep that in your mind. The Prophet ﷺ says in the hadith narrated by Imam Muslim, that there is no better day for fasting after Ramadan, بعد Ramadan, من صيام شهر المحرم. So to fast in the month of Muharram is the best of days, in the best of month after the month of Ramadan, which is an obligation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. And it was also said, they asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which prayers are best after the obligatory prayers? What is the best obligatory salah after your salah? And he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is your tahajjud, it is to pray after the middle of the night. And they said, well, what is the best fasting after the fast of the month of Ramadan? And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, صِيَامُ شَهْرُ اللَّهِ الْمُحَرَّمُ. It is to fast the month of Allah, شَهْرُ اللَّهِ, the month of Allah that you call Muharram. So for the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the name of this month, it is the month of Allah. But you people have called it Muharram, the month of prohibitions. Number eight is that the Prophet ﷺ prioritized it. And that, the Sahaba, Abdullah ibn Abbas in particular, a relative of the Prophet ﷺ, the cousin of the Prophet ﷺ, he said, I never saw the Prophet of Allah ﷺ more interested, more keen, more desirous to fast any day and give it more priority, to give it more priority than the day of Ashura. The day of the month, in the month of Muharram, which is the 10th day, Ashura. The word Ashura means the 10th, Ashura. And that is after the month of Ramadan. Radiallahu anhu quotes this from the Prophet ﷺ, and it's collected by Imam al-Bukhari. Number nine, the month of Muharram is a means of removing your sins, expiating your mistakes, clearing your record from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And once again, this is narrated in the Sahih that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, fasting the day of Arafah, صِيَامُ يَوْمِ عَرَفَةَ, with the hope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgives the year that is before it and the year that is after it. And fasting the day of Ashura, I have hope in Allah. The Prophet says, I have belief in Allah, hope in Allah, it will expiate the year that came before it, subhanallah. So if you fast the day of Ashura, your previous record of this previous year is erased. And consider that Umar radiallahu anhu made the month of Muharram as the entrance of the new Islamic New Year. It is the month of the Hijrah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. For this reason, Imam al-Shafi'i said that it is mustahab on both to fast on both the 9th and 10th day, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam fasted on the 10th and intended the next year to fast on the 9th and the 10th. Sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim, to be distinct from the people of the book and scripture who lived in a city. Number 10, and finally, even though the month of Muharram, as you just heard, is the month of the Hijrah, number 10, I want to share this beautiful hadith with you. All of our young children, they will love it. All of our wives, mashallah, they will love it. And it means a little bit of expense, but a great joy and happiness for our families. In the collection of Al-Imam Al-Bayhaqi, which is narrated in Shu'ab al-Iman, the branches of faith. It's a monumentous book that speaks about the different branches of Iman to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In it, Al-Imam al-Bayhaqi, in the chapter of Muharram and Ashura and the celebrations of charity, he says that the Prophet ﷺ said that the one who spends generously on his family, fi Ashura, on the day of Ashura, Allah will be generous upon them for the entire year. Allahu Akbar. So for you and I, my dear brothers and sisters, you want your rizq to increase, you want your health to increase, you want your prosperity to increase, I ask you to be generous upon your families. It is a day of festivity and happiness and giving so that Allah will give upon you. And I don't want you to think that this was something unknown to the Sahaba and the Tabi'een. Sufyan ibn Uyayna, rahmatullahi alayhi, one of the pillars of the tabi'een, one of the teacher of the imams, he said, I practiced spending generously on my family for more than 50 or 60 years on the day of Ashura and found but nothing but good for my rizq in it. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our heart, give your gifts to your families, buy your food for your families, make it a day where you break your fast in a comfortable way and open your comfort upon your home and make sure you encourage your children to fast with you and treat them. Give them something good and be generous. Don't just make it just normal. Go out of your way to show your generosity so that Allah will show us His favor and generosity on the Day of Judgment and for the rest of our years. Allahumma ameen. These are 10 important gems that I thought to share with you about the month of Ashura. Wa salli Allahumma wa sallim wa zid wa barik ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah Shaykh Yahya Ibrahim for sharing those 10 valuable points of the month of Muharram to our viewers of ITV on Morning Rush this morning. Fi amanillah, take care to remember us in your du'as as well. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum.